This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Former U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who issued a report in April on Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election, will testify in open session before the House of Representatives, Judiciary, and Intelligence Committees on July 17th. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee says former special counsel Robert Mueller was reluctant to testify before his committee and the Committee on House Oversight, but agreed to honor their subpoenas. There will be two hearings back-to-back, and lawmakers will also meet with Mueller in a closed-door session. The committee leaders say they wrote Mueller, "The American public deserves to hear directly from you about your investigation and conclusions."
That was Jackie Quinn reporting. The NATO-led security alliance in Afghanistan says two U.S. soldiers were killed in an ambush in the eastern part of the country, bringing to 9 the number of fatalities the U.S. military has suffered since the beginning of the year. In a statement Wednesday, the Resolute Support Mission said the identities of the soldiers would not be released until their families have been notified. It did not share further details about how and where the casualties occurred. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for the ambush killing. The latest U.S. casualties came as U.S. and Taliban negotiators are preparing to meet in Qatar Saturday for a new round of talks. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told reporters before leaving Afghanistan on Tuesday he is hopeful a peace deal would take place before September 1st, ahead of the presidential elections later in the month. And China is hoping a meeting later this week between President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping will help build trust and de-escalate the trade war between the world's two largest economies. The two leaders are scheduled to meet later this week at the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan, their first face-to-face meeting since trade talks broke off in May. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Authorities in Pakistan say three suicide bombers attacked a regional police headquarters in a southwestern district Wednesday, triggering a firefight that killed a security officer and the assailants. The outlawed Pakistani Taliban militant group claimed credit for plotting the attack but gave no further details. The U.S. presidential election is not until late next year, but 20 Democratic presidential contenders are set to debate each other the next two nights to give Democratic voters a first look at whom they might pick as the party's nominee to try to oust Republican President Donald Trump. Although the candidates have been campaigning for months in the early states, where Democrats next year will hold presidential party nominating contests, including Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, for millions of Americans watching television, it will be their first chance to size up the candidates and see whether they find someone they might favor over Mr. Trump. Despite a robust U.S. economy, a normal election year barometer favoring an incumbent, smoky air from wildfires can pose some serious health risks. We'll get more on the story from the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Acrid smoke from raging wildfires once was considered a nuisance for most people, but the California Air Resources Board says those microscopic particles can penetrate deep into the lungs, causing coughing, asthma, chest pain, even heart attacks. The Environmental Protection Agency's estimating over the past decade as many as 2,500 people from wildfire smoke exposure. Authorities in western states are looking for ways to better protect the public. Seattle, for example, is planning to renovate 5 public buildings to be smoke-free shelters. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An El Salvadoran man and his 23-month-old daughter appear to have died while trying to make it across the Rio Grande River on the U.S.-Mexico border. A searing photograph is circulating of the two face down in shallow water, highlighting the dangers facing mostly Central American migrants fleeing violence and poverty and for hopes for asylum here in the U.S. The bodies are expected. 83 migrant deaths were recorded last year. The toll so far this year has not been released. Meanwhile, Mexico is stepping up its own crackdown on immigration in response to U.S. pressure, with much of the focus on slowing the flow in the country's southern border. And President Trump told VOA that the U.S. was close to reaching a safe third country agreement with the Central American country of Guatemala. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News. We'll be right back.